News Talk 1620 WTAW, Friday evening with our weekly visit with folks at the College Station Police Department. Sergeant Janice Kemp filling in this evening, and you're anticipating spring break.
That's right. It's right around the corner, and everybody is, I'm sure, already making plans. And so we just wanted to bring some safety information out.
Which would include, particularly for those who are not going to be here.
That's right. Those that are getting to be off and stuff. But, you know, spring break is all about having fun and enjoying time with your friends. And we want to make sure that it's memorable and that everybody has fun and that they're safe and make it home all in one piece and ready to start and finish out the year. And so some of the things to kind of think about, you know, starting with is if you're going to be traveling, you know, in this country, in car, driving yourself or riding with some friends, is that we want to make sure that we've had the car checked out and that it's ready to hit the road and that, you know, you're not going to break down and you're not going to have problems. But you also want to think about, in case you do have some problems, being prepared to handle them, that you know who to contact or you know how to change the flat or, you know how to handle the problem and what to do. The main thing on that, too, is knowing the route you're going to be traveling and try to travel on the major thoroughfares, you know, not getting off the beaten path. And I guess one of the big things if you're going to be driving is don't drive if you're tired. You know, switch off drivers so that you have somebody that's alert behind the wheel. And that means not texting, you know, put the cell phone down, you know, or let somebody else in the car handle the communications, but don't be a distracted driver. Pay attention to the roadway. Make sure your family knows where you're going and the route that you're going to be taking. And, you know, it doesn't hurt, even though you're on spring break and you're out to have fun, you can still check in at home. And, you know, really, really stress, you know, do it on a regular basis. Check with your family, you know, just how you're having fun, good time. Let them know where you are you know, just stay in touch with them. Some of the numbers that it shows, you know, we used to, as little kids, always tell people like to have a buddy system. Well, that still is, you know, something to think about as a grown adult or college student going out, is that we're still safety in numbers. So travel with somebody that you know and you trust and, you know, stay with that group. And that group needs to watch out for each other. You know, don't let somebody wander off with somebody they just met. You know, stay together. You're 68% less likely to become a victim if you're with at least one other person. And you're 95% less likely to become the victim of a crime if you're with three or more people. So you have safety in numbers. If you're going to be traveling out of the country, know the laws for that country. Make sure that you've checked and you know what papers you have to have. Know whether your health insurance, what other documentations you might need to go with your health insurance, or that it's going to be acceptable in another country. If you take prescription medicines, make sure you have enough medicines for your trip. And be sure you leave them in the little containers that they come in that have the label with your name and what they are. Don't put them in another container altogether. Leave them in the medicine bottle that they're supposed to be in. And I guess the big thing is you know, partying and having fun. We want to make the right decisions. You know, if you're here in this country, 21 is the legal age for drinking. You want to drink responsibly. You want to always have a designated driver. And you don't want to leave your drink unattended. And you don't want to take a drink from somebody you don't know. And looking out for each other, paying attention to what's going on, know your surroundings, know where you're going. And then something seems out of the ordinary or makes you feel a little uncomfortable, you know, remove yourself from that situation and look at it and make sure you're not entering into something that could be dangerous, because the ultimate goal is to have fun, but be back here safe and sound when the week is over.
And then before you leave, also check with neighbors who might be around and let them know that you are going to be gone.
Yes, we have burglaries that will occur because we know that the town, a lot of people will be gone. There are people who are not going to be leaving for the spring break. You might also check with your management company if you rent. Let them know that you're going to be gone. Ask if they can have somebody with the maintenance facilities or somebody with the apartment complex, or if you rent a home or something that can check on it. Be sure that you have your mail, cut off and your paper. You know, if you have other deliveries that you're expecting, make sure that you have somebody that's going to be there to pick them up for you. And, you know, make your house still look like you're at home. You know, if you normally don't leave a front porch light on, don't think, well, I'm going to leave the light on the whole week while I'm gone. Put your light on timers or the photocells and try to make your house look the same as it does when you're there. And sometimes just by having a friend come through and, you know, go through, check your plants, check the house, walk through it, and come back out. You know, somebody see that and think, well, somebody is there and still around. But, you know, and if you're staying here in College Station, Brian, you're not leaving, you know, pay attention, extra attention to parking lots and to buildings. If you see something that's suspicious, you know, take the time where, you know, you see it, you hear it, report it. Take the cell phone out right now, and if you're not driving, and program in our non-emergency number 764-3600. And if you see something, you know, call that number and give us, the police, the opportunity to come out and check it. You know, it might be that we catch a burglar. It might be that we stop a crime from happening, or it might be that we just help somebody who's lost. But, you know, it's much better for us to do that than to have somebody who's made the victim of a crime. So, you know, don't hesitate to call. And if you're staying here, look out for your neighborhood and for those that are still here in the community.
Sergeant Janice Kemp at the College Station Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.